This is Caps PA announcer Wes Johnson, and you're listening to For the Pod.
Everybody, and welcome to a brand new edition of What the Puck. It is a Washington Capitals podcast. Thank you for listening to us on iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn Radio, the Baltimore Sports Report Network, Player.fm, Overcast, Google Play Music, and Satchel. That moment has happened. It's begun. The beginning, the end of everything that we've known about this season is here. The Capitals will officially be going to the playoffs as the President's Trophy winner. They will have home ice advantage throughout the playoffs. They've won the Eastern Conference. They've won the Metropolitan Division. This is a little reminiscent of last year. Not a lot has changed, but the Capitals are at it again, doing what they have to do. Joining me is no one. That's right, Coach Dan is away this week, and it's just me, so hashtag where's Coach Dan? He's gallivanting somewhere around the world, and I'm holding down the fort, and he'll be back next week. So since it's just me, it'll be a little bit of a shortened show, but I'm going to try to give you as much of my thoughts on what's going on as possible. So since we talked last, the Capitals had kind of a stinker in Arizona. We don't really need to talk about that. They were just taking the night off anyway. And then we had three games, and the Capitals were in Columbus, in Toronto, and at home against the Rangers. Three teams that there's a chance they're going to see any of them in the playoffs, really. There's a good chance they're going to see Toronto in the opening series. That's still all up in the air right now as I'm recording. The Boston Bruins are up against the Ottawa Senators, so huge implications for the Capitals because maybe we'll see the Bruins. Who knows? But the Capitals were able to come away with three wins against those teams, all playoff teams. So I think that's a good mindset that the Caps have right now, is the fact that they were able to go in and beat three playoff teams. They treated it like a playoff game. I was going to come on here, I'm not going to lie, after watching the Columbus and Toronto game, and say, where's Yevgeny Kuznetsov? It seems like he's kind of cooling off a little bit. And then there he is. Bam, right there in the New York Rangers game. Played absolutely phenomenal. This team, everybody is on the same page. Yeah, there's a couple guys, even Ovechkin, who kind of go dry for a couple games. But then the other guys on the team pick up the pace, and they're able to move on, which is something you want to see from a playoff team. Absolutely you do. I think that's going to be very important going into the postseason. This is a team that needs to stick together. They need to work together. It's very important that they have depth and that they can get the job done no matter who's on the ice. We've seen some change-ups in defense. John Carlson has been out with an injury. And we've seen Nate Schmidt, everybody's favorite smiley guy. Nate Schmidt has been on the ice, and he's been able to score a goal. He's been making good impressions. You know, he's got a lot of motivation. Showing off, saying like, hey, look, I should be on the ice too. And right now I can't say that he shouldn't. Coach Dan brought it up last week, brought up the week before. He's just the seventh best guy on the ice. And that's unfortunate right now, but we'll see where he sits or doesn't sit when the playoffs happen. But how do you deny a guy some ice time when he's making such a big impact on these later games in the season? A lot of times when people say you can't stay motivated. Now, the Capitals do have two more games left in the regular season before the fun starts from a week from today on April 12th. That's when the postseason will start. The Capitals have a game on Saturday and Sunday in Boston up against the Bruins, and then it back in D.C., closing out the regular season against the Florida Panthers. Now, a lot of people are saying, like, do we sit guys so they don't get hurt? Do you not sit guys? What do you think we should do? Yada, yada, yada. I think on Saturday up against Boston, you don't sit anybody. This is a team potentially you could see in the first round. So you want those starters to play and get a feel for this team because potentially you could see them. And that's where you'll see Braden Holtby, I think. And you'll see Ovechkin and all the Oshie and Kuznetsov and all the guys you want to see on the ice. I think you will see in Boston. And then on Sunday, I think you do see a lot of the starters sit. It's up against Florida. Nothing against Florida, but you're not going to see them in the postseason. They don't have a lot to play for. The Capitals don't need the points. Sit a couple of the starters on Sunday. You'll see Philip Grubauer, so you know Braden Holtby's sitting. So Holpe, the last time he's going to be on the ice is the 8th, and then potentially back on the ice on the 12th. Now, this is a guy who likes his rhythm. He likes to have a routine, so that might mess him up a little bit. It's not as long as the bye week break, but we'll see what happens. It's only a couple days, though, so they'll be practicing and doing that kind of stuff. So they'll still be working together. It's not like anybody's going on vacation for those couple days, because big stuff's going to start there. So I'm very intrigued. I'm very happy with the way the Capitals have played this regular season. Regular season's never been a problem for the Capitals. Capital haters will tell you that's not a problem for the Capitals. The regular season's always they're dominant at, and then in the postseason things kind of fall apart. I don't think that's going to happen this year. I'm going to talk more in depth with that when Coach Jan gets back into town, because we will definitely be giving you a Stanley Cup playoff preview next week before all the games start, which I'm looking forward to. I will say who I'd like to see in the first round. I'd like to see Toronto, to be honest. We've been to Boston. We've done that. You know, they were the reigning champs from the season before, and we went up there, went to Game 7 with Dale Hunter. We're able to beat the Boston Bruins. So, I mean, we've seen them before. I'd like to see Toronto just because I do like Austin Matthews a lot. I think that kid has got a great future. He's definitely a great hockey player. He's a U.S. kid. I'd like to see Toronto there. It would be a different type of audience. You know, Toronto doesn't make it to the postseason very often, and I think Ovi would kind of feed off of that, those fans up there. Cause God, if Ovi scores or even touches the puck, you know, the boo birds are coming out. I think it'd be a great atmosphere for the guys, because I really do think that, they kind of feed off of that. Plus Austin Matthews, really young guy. And there's a lot of other young guys on that team. There's a lot of rookies on that team, second-year kids. And while that's great because it makes them fast, and the Capitals don't have the fastest guys, it also makes them inexperienced. Capitals have a lot of veterans on this team. You see Ovechkin and Backstrom and Orpik and Niskanen and Shattenkirk and Justin Williams. All those guys have been to the postseason before. Justin Williams, you know, he's hoisted a cup. Brooks Orpik, Matt Niskanen, they've hoisted a cup. They know what it's like to do that. So I think having that veteran leadership against a young team like that would be a great thing for the Caps. And I think it'd be a great series. Just as a hockey fan in general, I think you don't have to be a fan of either of these two teams to really enjoy that series. It should be just an absolutely fun one to watch. The West is pretty much set in stone, I believe. So their matchups are Anaheim and Calgary, Edmonton, San Jose, Chicago, Nashville, Minnesota, and St. Louis. So a lot of good matchups right there. Chicago, Nashville. That one's the one I'll be watching, besides paying attention to the Capitals and Toronto. That one just seems very interesting because Nashville's very fast. I like what they bring, but man, Blackhawks lead the season, regular season series 4-1. It's not good for Nashville, but that'll be a fun one to watch the next couple weeks or so. But this is the fun time of year. This is where the guys kind of really have to sit down. They have to kind of work on the nerves, make sure that they're the ones that are playing their kind of game, that they have to dictate the games coming up. I think you'll get one more fight out of this team for a win on Saturday, and Sunday will just kind of be the game to get out of the way. No one's really going to be paying attention to that one. Sorry, Florida. You're just not that important to us this year. It's not the South Southeast Division anymore. We're not going to raise a banner just because we beat you there a couple times. So I think that's all I really have to say. See, it's really quick when I have no one disagreeing with me as much as Coach Dan does. He constantly is disagreeing with me, isn't he? I tell you. I swear. All right, so we got a little bit of down on the farm news, and we'll talk about that. But before we do, here's a quick word from the Baltimore Sports Report Network.
What the Puck? What the Puck? Is a member of the Baltimore Sports Report Network. Find more podcasts like this at BaltimoreSportsReport.com.
This is Barry Trotz. You're listening to What the Puck.
All right, everybody, here we go. Welcome back. We are going down on the farm. We are talking Hershey Bears and South Carolina Stingrays. We have to first say congratulations to Travis Boyd. He has been named to the 2016-17 AHL second All-Star team for the AHL. Pretty great on him. He's first on the Bears and third in the NHL in scoring with 62 points. So congratulations, Travis Boyd. Speaking of Travis Boyd, because of him in the game on Wednesday night against the Lehigh Valley Phantoms with only 1 minute 19 seconds remaining in overtime, Travis Boyd was able to come away with a goal, having it be a 3-2 victory, and that win moved the Hershey Bears within 1 point of the final playoff spot in the Atlantic Division with 4 games to play in the regular season. So the Bears are getting close. They still got some hockey to play. They want to play, and hopefully they can get into the postseason. And they have 4 games left. I think there's only, oh wow, look at that. There's only one at the Giants Center. Last game of the year on April 15th against the Providence Bruins. That game's at 7 o'clock. Who are the Americans? I don't even, like, it's just their logo on their website. I have to look this up. I didn't know there was a team called the Americans. Rochester. Okay. They're up against the Rochester Americans on Friday, April 7th at 7:05. And then they're up against the Toronto Marlies, and that is on Saturday, April 8th at 5 o'clock. Then they don't play again till the next Friday on April 14th, up against the Wilkes-Barre Scranton Penguins in Scranton. Go say hi to Michael Scott and Dunder Mifflin for me. And then they'll be getting back home up against Providence on the 15th. So hopefully the Bears can kind of get a couple points together, and they can make it into the AHL postseason. I'd love to see that. For the South Carolina Stingrays, they're very close to not getting into the playoffs, unfortunately. The Stingrays are heading into the final weekend of the regular season on the cusp of making the Stanley Cup playoffs for the 23rd time in the club's 24-year history. They are currently in fourth place in the South Division and can clinch a spot in next week's Kelly Cup playoffs with a win or a regulation tie against either the Atlanta on Friday night or Cincinnati on Saturday. So Caps already in the postseason. The Stingrays, Hershey Bears, they still got to work for it, not making it easy on themselves, but they're doing their thing. And yeah, guys, get it done. Go Bears, go Stingrays. Now we're going to go around the NHL. All right, guys, here we go. We're going around the NHL. I only want to talk about one thing. And I bet if you are a fan of us on Facebook, facebook.com/WTP podcast, you're going to know what I'm going to talk about. And that is the NHL announced that they will not be participating in the 2018 Winter Olympics. I'm heartbroken about that. I'll be honest. The NHL said that they don't see a reason to do it. I'm going to come at this to you, you know, from two different ways. On the business side, if I was an owner of a hockey team and I was lending the investment I made millions of dollars into to go halfway around the world to play hockey that I'm not going to benefit from, unless I'm like a Patriot or something, I understand. Because with these owners, there's only one thing that matters. That's green. It's money. And if you're going to loan these players out for nothing and they get hurt and then your season goes down the drain, then that's not a good investment. So I understand. From the NHL's business aspect, they see no reason for the players to go because they're not getting anything back. We've seen with the lockouts that the NHL is greedy. However, I do have to say that the Olympic Committee, International Olympic Committee, IOC, they might be just as greedy as the NHL because they are getting these players for free. They're paying for the insurance. They're not even paying for the travel. They're making the independent companies, or not companies, the countries that are participating pay for all of that. And the NHL said, how about you pay for a couple of our games, since we have to cancel 2 to 3 weeks of our season. You pay for a couple home games of teams, so we don't have to pay for those. And they said no. The NHL said, well, how about you give us the rights to air some footage after and before the Olympics to promote the Olympics, as well as show what the NHL players have been up to. And the Olympic Committee said no. And they said, well, how about we sell shirts? And we can use the Olympic logo and then put our players' names and numbers on the back. And the Olympic Committee said no, because they're going to do that. But if you ever look at the Olympic merchandise, it's never very good. Like, after TJ Oshie had his phenomenal shootout in Russia a couple years ago, they did not go out and go, we're going to make a t-shirt that says TJ Sochi on the back of it. That was nowhere to be found. But that was, so everybody was calling him on the web, and the Olympic Committee did not jump on top of that. Because I can tell you 100% I would have bought that. I bought a John Carlson t-shirt when he went to represent the USA. And I think what the Olympic Committee should say is, all right, you can use some of the footage from our games to show what the players have done. And the NHL also wanted to put Olympic rings on jerseys of players that were going to the Olympics as a way to promote that these guys are the ones going to represent their country. Phenomenal idea. I love that. There's that stupid 100 logo on all the jerseys now. But the Olympic the rings right where that 100 is. And the Olympic Committee said no. I really hate that they're not going. I think it's really stupid that they're not. I see why from a business standpoint, but as a fan, I can tell you one of the things they said was, well, we're not going to get these games in prime time because it's in South Korea. People aren't going to get up early and watch it at 6 o'clock in the morning on the East Coast. 100% I would. To watch Team USA take on Canada or Russia or another team like that, I would 100%, I would take off the day from work. I would get up at 6 o'clock and watch that game because I love waking up early. I love being able to sit down, hot chocolate, hockey, you know, I don't know what, you know, bowl of cereal, something like that. I would love that. I think that would be so much fun. That's what I did the last time. And we're not going to be able to do that this year. Well, I say that now. I think it was Puck Daddy who put out an article about all of this and said that really the NHL didn't make the announcement about the Olympics until July of 2013 about Sochi. That happened 2014, February 2014. So I think they said, yep, we're not going, case closed. I think that's really just a ploy. It's kind of like them, you know, they're bluffing. You know, they're trying to tell you they have a full house when really they got a pair of twos or something like that. I think this was a way to get people in such an uproar, to get people angry and everything like that, that they're going to still talk a little bit. We've seen this with Bettman before with the lockout. He bluffs a lot, says, oh, we've come to an agreement, we've done this, we've done that. And then Donald Fair will come out and be like, we never agreed to that. What are you talking about? Are you insane? So we've seen all of this before. Ovi said he's still going, no matter what. The Russian Federation said, no, you're not. Because you need NHL permission to go. Ted Leonsis said he would stand behind his players if they decided to go, but the NHL has put out a memo saying you're not allowing any of your players to go. So this is a lot of people saying I'm not allowed to go, we're not allowing them to go, bada, bada, bada. Because like if you are Ted Leonsis and you say Ovi can go, you're going to tell Backstrom he can't go, tell Marcus Johansson he can't go, tell John Carlson he can't go, tell TJ Oshie he can't go. Potentially tell Braden Holtby he can't go. Yevgeny Kuznetsov, Dmitry Orlov. You're going to tell all those guys they can't go, but Ovi can. I don't know. If Ted does that, man, I give him credit for having balls, but geez, I don't see him telling all those other guys no. Because what does that do to your team? It depletes your team. If they're still playing games, what are we going to do? We're going to have the Hershey Bears Plus up here? That's a tough call. I think we're, at the end of the day, I honestly think we will see players go. Just because the NHL will look like the bad guys. I think this is just a ploy because they want something. They've been doing this for nothing. With the Olympic Committee, and they want something now. It's greed. That's all it is. Greed and greed and greed. It's not for the love of the game. It's not for the safety of the players. It's about greed and getting something for nothing. That's what the Olympic Committee wants. They want something for nothing. And the NHL wants their investment back. And I wouldn't be I would be okay with the patches and the video clips, stuff like that. Because I love international hockey. The rink's bigger, players you haven't seen before, different line combinations, people that are rivals like Malkin and Ovechkin are now teammates. And you got to feel for the players, because if they are good enough to represent their country, that's an honor. So hopefully there's still time. The NHL says it's closed, but if you come with a bucket of money, the NHL will open that door up and take that bucket of money. And I'm fine with that, because I love international hockey. I love Olympic hockey. I really do. And I would love to see what would happen. I'd love to see who makes a team for the Caps. I really do. All the guys I named, even if TJ Oshie is still a Capital next year, I think all those guys could make their teams for their own nations. So we'll see what happens. All right, so that's pretty much it for the show this week. We will be back before the postseason starts to do a season in review and a postseason preview. Coach Dan will be back on his end. You won't just hear me yapping for almost a half hour. So you can follow me on Twitter at BrandoCash. Follow Coach Dan. You tweet to him at WTP Coach Dan, hashtag Where's Coach Dan. And, you know, hope he's okay. Follow us on Facebook, facebook.com/WTP podcast, and like us. Well, you like us on, you follow us both places now, don't you? Follow us on Twitter as well, at WhatThePuckPod. We do the show for free. You listen, stream, and download for free on iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn Radio, Baltimore Sports Report Network, Player.fm, Overcast, Google Play Music, and Satchel. All we ask in return is for you to please spread the word about the show. Let people know on Facebook and Twitter and Tumblr and Pinterest and Instagram and Reddit and Snapchat, anywhere you are social on the web with your phone. Say, I'm a Caps fan. I listen to What the Puck, and you should too. Like I said earlier in the show, until we talk again, there are two games left. On Saturday, April 8th, the Capitals are in Boston up against the Bruins. That game's at 3 o'clock. Plenty of time to go get your Tim Hortons Dunkin' Donuts coffee. That'll be on NBC. Oh, look at that. Broadcast television. Good for you guys. And then back in the district at the phone booth on April 9th, Sunday, 7 o'clock, the Caps are up against the Florida Panthers, and that game is on Comcast Sportsnet locally here in D.C. So that's it for the show this week. Thank you for joining me. Hope you enjoyed me talking to myself into a microphone. It's been a little weird, not going to lie. But anyway, Caps, President's Trophy winners again. Eastern Conference winners of the regular season again. Metro Division champs again. Let's keep going. Let's keep winning trophies. Everybody say it loud, say it proud. Let's go, Caps.
This has been a production of Brando Cash Entertainment. Music by DJ Wolfman. Voiceover by Sarah Jacks. For more information, go to BrandoCash.com.